Joining me right now, I have lecturer and meteorologist Martin Mabakian to talk about the weather. Martin, thanks so much for your time again today.
Thank you very much.
And Martin, you've been receiving some letters and correspondence from many farmers around the area due to this very bad drought that we're in.
Yes, very bad drought. What's happening with the whole condition is that we got politicians playing stupid role in politics because of election. They're talking rubbish about climate change. They don't understand what climate change is all about. They don't understand the implication of climate change. They don't understand the sign of climate change. They're playing politics for climate change and even convincing young children to protest about climate change. I'm very upset about this rubbish. We have to work something better for our country. We are a country which depends on farming industry a lot, and I'd like to make sure the health of the community. Young people are very important with the climate. Higher temperatures can cause bad health and so on. So I would like to virtually add some of that discussion into our presentation. Climate change, state of knowledge, it says implication of the human health, very important. Climate change, drought conditions for rural area. Need for coordinated research, including development, adaptive strategy for climate change. These are the things which I'm trying to work about, how to help ourselves with climate change, not talk about it and become politicians. So that's a very important issue. The second thing I'm trying to do that, is here, looking at them, I was writing about this issue, drought-related climate change. Climate change is causing a decline in winter rainfall. We know that. The latitude southward shift of rain. Most of the rain is latitude is shifting towards southwest, to the south. Higher temperature affect evaporation and then affect this dry soil moisture. And that's very, very important for farmers. High sea surface temperature might cause El Nino. These are the things which are going to talk about it. That's the subject which I'm going to sit down and do research on it. Looking right now, short-lived El Nino remains likely right now for farming industry. This means that the chance of El Nino development in coming months is approximately 70%, around the triple the normal likelihood. So you can see now what outlook's all about. Indian Ocean Dipole outlook is currently neutral. The latest weekly index, valued about 14th of April, is 0.04, which is very low. All of the six international climate models surveyed by the Bureau indicate that Indian Ocean Dipole will be neutral in May or July. For more indication, Indian Ocean Dipole for next 6 months is going to be positive during spring, resulting below average rainfall over southern and central Australia, southern and central part of Australia. Now, looking at something, we have to do analysis because of this climate change modeling. Looking New South Wales for March, because March is over, we did analysis on March, what sort of conditions were March, how the rain affected us, how the conditions were very important for farming industry, for community. And then next 2 weeks, we're going to talk about April when they do the next one. This one's March. This New South Wales in March was near average rainfall. We knew about that now, very good. But it was warmer than average. Rainfall in March was close to average across much of the state. Larger area of southeast quarter reported above average rainfalls. Close to average rainfalls across much of the state. March rainfall was close to average in the state area. The whole at least 40% below average rainfall in some part of the state. Thunderstorms were between 15th and 18th. Of March, we caused a lot of thunderstorms activity, produced a lot of rain for in the Sydney area. So this is what I'm looking at that situation. The highest monthly total were recorded along the east coast as a result of the onshore flow and thunderstorms activity coming with the coronal system.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis. We are looking forward to that good little bit of rain coming up in the second week of the forecast. That'll be really great.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, absolutely. And if people would like more information, they can go to our website, go to bucketsradio.com.au/weather and see all the latest information about the weather and the like.
What I'm asking every all the farmers community listening to Buckets Radio, if you have got any question, send question email to Buckets Radio, ask the question, and Buckets Radio will tell me exactly what the weather conditions are expected, from which conditions, which farming industries they want what to do. We'll help them out.
Fantastic. So if people would like a weather analysis for their area, they just need to email Buckets Radio, which is support@bucketsradio.com.au. Martin, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.